You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. And a very exciting topic for this week's podcast, I have to say. It's something that I have been waiting to talk to you about for ages now, and, well, the time finally seemed right to do it today. So you'll be able to see from the episode picture that this week's Spotlight On is about the brand new musical Treason. It tells the story of the gunpowder plot of 1605 with a folky, pop-infused musical theatre sound courtesy of Ricky Allen, who has written the music and lyrics for the show, to retell this key moment in English history. Now, I spoke about Treason on the main show, Showtime, in like November of last year, and I played a couple of songs from it because I was so excited about the topic of it, but also completely blown away by the new music from it. You know I love folk-inspired musical theatre, and this has stormed straight to the top of my list of favourites pretty much as soon as I heard the first song they'd released. The way it's actually been working is that they release a brand new song from the show every fortnight. So starting very aptly on the 5th of November last year with a song called Take Things Into Our Own Hands, there's then been a new song every 2 weeks since then, and we've just had the fourth one out on Thursday just gone. I will say they are all fantastic. I will leave a link here in the post so you can go and listen to them yourself, because the music really is stunning with a slightly different flavour each time, which is so nice to see. All of the songs are available on Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon, like all of the usual streaming services. Plus, there are also music videos available on Treason the Musical's YouTube page if you want to see the cast actually performing the songs themselves. And on that note, if you do want to see the cast performing these songs, I have great news for you, because the reason that I have specifically chosen to do a Spotlight On episode on Treason the Musical is because there will actually be a proper concert version streamed online in February. It's going to be filmed live at Cadogan Hall in London and will be available to stream online for a very limited window of just 5 shows from Friday the 12th of February to Sunday the 14th of February. There are evening and afternoon shows, so you should be able to find a time and date that suits you, and the shows will be available for 2 hours after the initial stream if you need to start a little bit later on your chosen day. Tickets will cost £15, but if you get them booked before the 1st of February, you can get an early bird deal for just £10 instead. Hence why I'm mentioning this today, about a month in advance of the concert, because I don't want you to miss out on discounted tickets for what promises to be an absolutely amazing show. It'll feature the 5 songs already released online. That's the 4 we've had so far, plus the next one that is due out on Thursday the 28th of January, as well as 5 never-before-heard songs, all performed by some of the most talented people in the theatre industry. I mean, you've got the likes of Hadley Fraser, Rosalie Craig, Oliver Saville, Daniel Boyes, Kelly Ogbowu, Rebecca LaChance, Waylon Jacobs, Emmanuel Kojo, Christina Modestu. The list goes on and on, and honestly, just sounds superb. So, if Treason the Musical sounds like your sort of thing, and really what's not to love about this, make sure you get your tickets booked before the 1st of February for that early bird discount. After that, it goes up to £15 up until the day of the show. You can get tickets from the link here in the post for any of the shows between Friday the 12th and Sunday the 14th of February. And make sure you check out some of the incredible numbers we've heard from the show so far, as well as any new songs set to come out, by following Treason across social media platforms at Treason Musical. Honestly, not since Ratatouille have I been this excited about a new show. The music of Treason really is sublime. Ricky Allen has knocked it out of the park, and it's so up the Showtime street, it's unreal. So definitely make sure you don't miss out on Treason the musical in concert. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. I'll be back again next Sunday evening with another spotlight on to let you know exactly what to watch from the world of theatre. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.